And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
We call it soot.
And what you shovel out of a fireplace?
Ash.
And talk about things that you have in a room. This thing here would be called a...
No arm of the chair.
Okay. And something...
Only thing we could do from now on.
Longer that you could have in the living room that three or four people could sit on.
We call it a couch.
Any other names?
Settee.
Anything else?
Well, our mamma saw them with particular shapes, and we call those seats.
What were they like?
Well, they were sort of like, they were like better pieces of furniture with tufted upholstery, and in the parlor, there was the settee.
A settee was different from a couch?
Well, it wasn't as comfortable to sit on. It was more handsome, but not comfortable.
The name is sofa?
Sofa.
Do you use that word?
Well, it seems like I use it now, but I don't believe we did then. But we do now, sofa.
What different things would people have in the bedroom to keep their clothes in?
We called them wardrobes.
What were they like?
In those days, very few houses had closets. So you bought a big wardrobe, which usually had mirrors on the doors. And they were really like a closet, except they were a piece of furniture. Normally they had two doors, and they were deep enough to hang like your suit of clothes in crossways. And they had a shelf up top to put your hats on, and two drawers at the bottom like for shoes and things like that.
What about something, a piece of furniture that just had drawers in it, that didn't have a place for hanging things?
We called it a chiffarobe. Don't ask me how to spell it.
What did that look like? How big was it?
Well, they were usually pretty big, like it seems to me. In fact, I still have one of them. At least five large drawers, and a mirror in the center, and two little box cabinets on the side, like for handkerchiefs. And the mirror would tilt and swing. That's about all I can remember.
What would people have nowadays?
Well, I think now they'd like to try to find those and buy them, but I guess they call them dresses now.
And something on rollers that you can put up in a window and pull down to keep out the light, you'd call?
We call them shades.
And the covering on the house is called the?
Roof.
And the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Gutters.
Are they built in or do they hang from the roof?
Well, they hang from the roof.
And when you have a house in an L, what do you call the low place where the roof's
joined? The valley.
And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof, is called?
Attic.
Huh?
Attic.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things like old broken furniture that wasn't any good anymore, what might you call that?
Junk.
And a room that's used to store odds and ends in, you'd call it?
Storeroom.
And say a woman would say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, I have to...
Clean house.
Okay, and the thing she'd sweep with would be a...
Broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was...
Behind the door.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together, and they'd do the...
The washing.
Okay. And on Tuesday, they'd do the...
Ironing.
And the big black thing they'd have out in the yard to heat the water in.
Kettle.
Any other names for that?
We used to call it iron kettle.
What would people call washing and ironing nowadays?
Laundering, I suppose.
Was that word used?
Never used.
And say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Close the door.